What's going on, Bulls Nation? Happy Thursday. Welcome into the CHGO Bulls Podcast, presented to you by PointsBet. Don't forget that promo code CHGO when signing up to live your bet life. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. This is my guy, Big Dave. He is at BOW, BAWL Sports. The magic man in the magic bubble, Will the Thrill, the Goat Gottlieb. He is at Won't Gottlieb on Twitter. And filling in for Joey today, we got Sarah operating the controls. Shout out to Sarah. Smile. Sarah, how are you today?
Hello. It's a little warm today, but Big Dave got his fan, so that's always good.
Air conditioning unit.
Say it right, Sarah.
It truly is. It's not a fan. Remarkable invention.
Like saying an action figure is a doll. It's not the same. No, it's the air conditioning unit.
Now right I know. Here. Now I know.
But I do have a question for you. How many times have you heard the song Sarah Smile, and do you hate it?
I don't know.
Say you never
is.
Heard it.
I've never heard
yes!
of it.
Yes! I love this. This is the best. Oh, my God. I'm about to play this for you 8,000 times. Okay, it's an old song.
I'm going to go mute myself now.
Please don't. Oh, no. 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 I'm going to sing it all the time now.
Big Dave will continue to bug you about this.
Yeah.
Until you give him something.
Shout out all the notes.
Will, you were just joking about how we have a Goran Dragic jersey on set today. Cameron correctly in the comments noted that it is, in fact, a Ben Gordon jersey. We haven't added a Goran Dragic jersey to the collection
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, we're not
And
that
I don't think you, Big Dave will let that happen.
You could.
You can't prove that. It's Dragic.
Yeah, there's
I will
no
say
way
this.
Prove it.
I've been writing Goran Dragic's name a lot in columns and whatever, like Twitter.
Lex.
And for some reason, I cannot type his name out without accidentally writing Gordon. So maybe there is some sort of connection there.
The connection there, man. Listen, as long as he brings Ben Gordon in his spirit when he's out there with the Bulls this season, I'm quite okay with him wearing that number 7. And Kukoc as well. He's got to bring some of that as well. Not the height, but actually the skill. All right, Will.
We're off to a great start, guys.
You had to be watching the YouTube if you...
Yeah. Don't look that up, children.
All right, so we're going to have some fun today. We are going to get to some AMA questions from our Bulls Discord, from the live comments, from our Twitter. Later on, we're going to talk about Hoops Hype's shooting guard rankings. We talked about their point guard rankings yesterday and where Lonzo Ball was. Where is Zach LaVine? He's number 4. We'll talk about that, the rest of the top 10. But we wanted to kick things off with a little bit of a teaser of tomorrow's episode, which is... in case you missed it earlier this week when we announced it, for the rest of the offseason, we're switching around Fun Fridays to be Bulls HQ Fridays.
HQ!
So you're getting convos with Will and our guy Mark K, just like their old days back at Bulls HQ. And you guys had a pretty extensive talk about Patrick Williams, including your most recent work, Will, talking about this crazy-ass shot that Patrick has been working on that I know Big Dave is a big fan of.
I am a colossal fan of this shot and that article. And by the way, when Will announced that he wanted to do this, I told him, Will, I understand you don't want to do more shows with me. It's okay to just go ahead and say it. And he never responded, which let me know that I was correcting when you said that.
I responded with a crying laughing emoji because you know that's comedy.
But no, they're doing that. They already did one of them, and it was amazing and really awesome. And so they're going to do that every Friday. But I wanted to bring up the article that Will wrote talking about Patrick Williams and his shot that he has. And great job, Will, first of all. It was really in-depth. Like,
thank you.
Really great job. But
read it, people.
But what tied into that was, and Sarah, you can bring that up for me, please, was the video I saw recently of the Chicago Bulls playing a 5-on-5. Everybody's in practice in L.A., Pat Williams, Dalen Terry, all of them. And when you watch it, the very first part of this clip is what stood out to me and tied into the article, Will, because you'll see what Patrick Williams is doing in that very first part.
You I go hard on Southside.
Hey, hit that mute button for me, too. Ugh. Even though I like that song, by the way. Shout out, God's Plan. But yeah, that first shot right there, you see that right push there. Shot that Patrick Williams does. And that's exactly what Will was talking about, just him having his own shot. And something that nobody really does, because Will is right. When you read the article, he is correct. It's not like a floater or anything. It's a literal jump shot with one hand that he's done in a multitude of ways, right, Will?
Absolutely. And you know, it was very serendipitous that he would pull that shot out on video for the one day that I dropped that article. That was very good timing. But yeah, it's just, it's a funky one-handed shot. It's always caught my eye whenever he did it. And I had the chance to talk with him. Mark and I got into, like, you know, the, just like even the reporting part of it in the pod that's going to come out tomorrow. So be sure to check that out. But yeah, really fun stuff. It's a good off-season story. And there have been some other really good Patrick Williams articles out there, commentary. So he's, I mean, he's a big deal. A lot dependent on Pat next year.
Lot riding on year three. I'm sure Mark has so many wonderful things to say about what he wants and needs for Patrick Williams in his third season, and that episode that you guys have dropping for our listeners tomorrow. So keep an eye on your podcast feeds. It's an audio only episode that'll be in your podcast feeds. Mark and Will
back together
Bulls HQ Fridays. And one more time, check out, if you haven't already, that great column Will wrote talking about that shot that P. Will's been working on at allchgo.com.
You know, the most interesting part of that is Will was asking him, you know, where it come from. Mm-hmm. You would think it's something he might have crafted, you know what I'm saying, over time. And he was like, nah, it just kind of clicked for me one day when I was playing
recently.
And it just, yeah, that's what it
and
was.
And it's certainly conducive to his gigantic hands.
Correct,
just
correct.
Hold it like a Nerf ball and just flip it up there.
Go ahead, Will.
It's crazy. It kind of reminds you how freakishly athletic and physically gifted all these guys are, where they can, like, imagine just holding a basketball. Like, most people can't palm it. And now he's, like, walking around with it like it's a baseball in his hand, and he can just, like, move it around at will.
Yeah, it reminds me of guys like Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He used to have, like, a one-handed shot, and everything he would do with kind of one hand. Bill Russell, too, you know, those kind of guys with those huge hands. And reminds me of Jordan when he would palm it like that.
I was going to say, the MJ, and, like, fake out, where he would just put in somebody's face, then hold it out here, yeah, then put the ball on the floor.
That is the most disrespectful thing. I love that.
But, dude, but yeah, it's very old school to me.
Yeah.
Seeing him do that shot. And that's kind of why I like it. You know, I want to see people bringing back the hook shot. You know, I want to see the one-handed push shot. Like, I want to see underhanded free throws. Like, I want to see those things kind of come back, man. But shout out to Pat for it.
I would love to see underhanded free throws make a comeback.
I would.
Because it would be hilarious.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Andre Drummond will try them. I think he's like a 42% free throw percentage.
Ooh, that's not
good. Dude, if we're worried about Andre Drummond's fourth quarter free throw percentage, we're in trouble. Eco Bean, are we putting too much pressure on Patrick Williams next season? Listen to tomorrow's podcast episode between Will and Marque to find out.
Break it all down.
I mean, I guess it depends on how much you individually as a Bulls fan are putting on Patrick Williams' shoulders next season.
Correct.
But there's no question that if the Bulls are going to be a better team than they were last year, he needs to be better individually.
And shout out to old Buckness, who says he's got to bring that point guardsmanship. Yes, he does, sir. But it's one word, though, old Buckness. Just one word. You don't need that hyphen in there. One word. That's all you need, baby. But yes.
I feel like Microsoft Word would tell you you're crazy if you tried to type that in as one word.
If you're still listening to Microsoft.
That's getting the little red
Clippy would be like, I'm
right
sorry,
there.
Dude, no.
You're still listening to Clippy in 2022. Something's up with you anyway.
Hey, man. Right? Clippy got me out of many a binds when I was writing papers back in school.
He's like, shout out Clippy. Like, you ain't never heard Clippy get shout outs on the show before. Shout out Clippy one time.
All right, guys. So let's talk about these new shooting guard rankings from Hoops Hype. We talked about Lonzo the other day. The top 10 in the NBA coming into the 22-23 NBA season, according to Hoops Hype. There you see it. Thank you, Sarah. Zach LaVine comes in at number 4 on that list. Behind him, rounding out the top 10, you got Ant, you got Beal, you got DeJounte, new Atlanta Hawk. C.J. McCollum, now there in New Orleans. You got Tyrese Maxey in the top 10. And rounding out the top 10, Desmond Bain of the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about whether or not Zach LaVine should be higher or lower on that list. Mm-hmm. Do you guys look at that and think 4 is right about where Zach should be? Do you think that there's somebody below him that should be higher? Do you think there's somebody above him that he should be above?
You know, it's funny. Like, I'm not mad at the 4, but I want to argue he's top 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I see it, and I'm
you
like,
you want to make
okay.
an argument for one of those 3 guys
above
him.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And the one I'm looking at, honestly, is Donovan Mitchell.
Yep.
Because I'd probably have Jaylen Brown over him. The man went to the finals. Like, he's the best player on the team. He won the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, even though it's Matt doesn't think it's a thing. It's a thing. It's not, he won it.
No, that was I think that was Tatum.
Oh, you're right. It was Tatum. You know what? Tatum. I take that back. You're absolutely right. Then Jaylen Brown, I actually don't have a problem with, because I'm thinking of Tatum. He's right. Jaylen Brown, I don't have a problem with being a three, but I don't know about Donovan Mitchell too, but Zach LaVine, man. Ooh. Like, I can make a really great argument that he is a top three shooting guard in this league, man. And I think he plans on showcasing it a lot this season, because he got his money, he's got everything he's needed. Like, everything's locked up. He's got his money, he's got his team. I mean, he's the guy. Yeah, it's just about going out there, Will, and performing and doing his thing. And Zach is that kind of guy who I'm like, he's going to put it on his shoulders and he's going to take it to a next level.
Yeah, the last couple of years, I've felt that Zach, Jaylen Brown, Donovan, Devin Booker, even you could throw like Jamal Murray into that mix, Bradley Beal, are pretty much all the same. And it's kind of like, just who's your preference? But I do think in the last 2 years since the Suns finals run and last year, Devin Booker has ascended and I think is clearly number one. So I don't have any problems there. And then 2, 3, 4, I think there's an argument to be made that Zach could be as high as 2. Like I said, they're all very similar. Some of the advanced numbers favor Booker, Mitchell, and Jaylen above Zach. So I don't really have a problem with it. But to me, the reason why I would argue Zach being 4 is just the playoff performance so far. Yeah. It's hard to like discredit him because he hasn't really had a ton of opportunity. But last year, obviously had the injury, did not play super well in the playoffs, whereas guys like Jaylen and Donovan have really shined, whether it was the bubble or, you know, last season for Jaylen. Really the last couple of years, Donovan has been fantastic with the Jazz as they've before they really started to crumble. So to me, that's kind of like when you're splitting hairs, that's where you go. But I don't have any problem with Zach being 4. I don't have any problem with him being, you know, mixing up the 2 through 4 in any order.
Yeah. Shy Sun thinks that Zach should be all the way down at number 7. I don't know about that. Cameron saying Anthony Edwards over Bradley Beal is crazy to me. Maybe he takes that leap this year, but to say that before this season starts, damn. Hoops Hype in their columns of these rankings made a note that Beal had a really down year last year. I mean, he had been a 30-plus points per game scorer in 2 seasons prior to last season. That fell all the way to 23.2 points per game in the 21-22 season. He only played 40 games. Also, just 30% from behind the arc. Like, Beal fell back a lot last season, whereas Anthony Edwards is clearly on the way up. Maybe you didn't watch a lot.
It could be one after next year. Like, I mean, that dude seriously is the truth.
Like, I saw some quote, you guys probably saw it too, that was going around NBA Twitter earlier this week, of Anthony Edwards saying, like, this coming season, I think I'm going to be in that conversation for best player in the league. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of confidence coming from Ant. But, like, dude, did you watch the Timberwolves last year? Because Anthony Edwards is freaking incredible.
He really is. Go ahead, Will.
He's the truth. That's all I got to say. He is amazing. The playoff performance he had was awesome. And, you know, when he came into the draft, everybody was freaking out about, you know, LaMelo should have been number one. But, like, he really has shut everybody up and is now not only, like, an incredible player, but one of the most entertaining players and entertaining personalities. Like, just some amazing press conferences. He just seems like an all-around great guy, great player. And I think he's going to, like, become one of the next faces of the NBA. Like, he is just that good.
Yeah, like, and when they got Gobert, I kept saying that. I'm like, the only person you should be building around is Anthony Edwards. Like, he's the one, clearly. So, whatever, if it benefits him, then you go ahead and you make that move. Because when we went to that game, Minnesota game, we saw, that's when me and Matt really saw it. We saw it up close, and we saw Minnesota and the Bulls. Whew. And that dude was, God.
Cooking him.
Yo. Whatever he wanted to do, he was doing it. And he had fire at the same time. Like, he's yelling. He was yelling at Cat. You know, and I'm tapping Matt. I'm like, Matt, this is a rookie. Like, that dude's a rookie yelling at this, 4 or 5 year veteran and just treating him on the court in front of everybody, treating this dude. I was like, yeah, Cat might not be long for Minnesota Timberwolves, man. I don't know, man. But Anthony, doing that just let me know it's his team, period. Point blank, it's his. What? Not too many rookies, you know, coming in like that. You know what I'm saying? With that kind of goon mentality. Like, I'm the best in the world, and I'm going to be in that conversation and it's and it shouldn't be crazy talk because we saw a dude do that here in Chicago.
Yeah.
The same exact thing. So I don't think it's crazy talk coming from that dude.
Wow. Eco Bean with the mindless drone comment of the day. Congratulations.
Ooh, congratulations.
Zach sucks on defense.
Hey.
Cool. Any other mindless, boring, and overstated takes you want to throw in the comment section for us today, Eco Bean? No?
That probably is a good argument for Jalen being, you know, having a little bit of an edge over Zach is that he's a really good defensive player, and Zach's still not quite there yet. Donovan also has been really bad defensively.
Right.
Devin Booker was bad, but has made strides. So
yeah.
It's kind of up and down. But
that's why you can make the argument for Mitchell as far as if Zach deserves to be above any of those three.
Yeah, true indeed. And it's funny because Zach has just always felt like, or y'all can tell me if y'all have felt this way too, but always just felt like he was right at that ceiling, but never like kind of punched through it. Like he was always just right there, touching it, cracking it, but never just breaking through that ceiling to get like, ah, yes, I am number one. Ah, yes, I am number two, like that. It was always a yeah, but, you know, yeah, but your defense. Yeah, but you're not winning. Yeah, but you're injured. This is going to be the year that he has to show everybody, you know what I mean, that, yo, yes, I am, and crack that ceiling and break on through to the other side. You see what I did there?
Hey.
Clap that up for me. Yes, thank you very much. Sarah doesn't know anything of what I just did, but I just did something, Sarah. I just did something. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I mean, like, I think it is just also important to recognize the names that Zach is ahead of on this list that maybe a few years ago, Bulls fans would not have believed it if you said it.
Yeah,
as far as the best shooting guards in the league, he's above CJ McCollum on this list. He's above Bradley Beal on this list. He's above Klay Thompson on this list. You know, Tyler Hero, that's more of a new name. Some of these other younger guys that are in the top 15, but like, guys that no one would have agreed with you if you said to them a couple years ago, oh, yeah, Zach LaVine's better than that guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have heard the end of it. And now it's like, oh, yeah, Zach's top five for sure. Yeah. At his position in the NBA, two-time All-Star coming into probably a third All-Star campaign, he is a top five shooting guard in the NBA.
Yeah. Go ahead, Will.
I don't know if we're going to show the graphic of the per 100 possession numbers.
Yeah, let's put
that up
now.
If we have that, can we throw that up?
Please, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, so I was just kind of like when we were talking about doing this, I obviously had to go into the Basketball Reference compare page and just look at some of these players per 100 possession stats to try to compare them. Because, like, you know, when you play a different amount of minutes, it's hard to rate adjust. And so this basically says if each player plays 100 possessions per game, this is what their numbers are going to look like. So I think Zach, you know, is, you know, bottom of the pack in terms of scoring, but, you know, has shown a lot more in the way of facilitating. And I think certainly the efficiency is what really stands out. And so when we talk about whether or not Zach's going to be worth this contract, this is something that I think really makes it known for me that he's absolutely worth it because of how good of a three-point shooter he is relative to some of these other players, his efficiency, and the ability to play off the ball and next to other stars in a way that I think Devin Booker obviously plays next to Chris Paul at a really high level. But like, I think Zach LaVine is that true co-star caliber player, and that's certainly worth a max in this economy.
Hey, Will, let me ask you something. When it comes to catch and shoot, as far as shooting guards are concerned, where do you have Zach LaVine?
I'd have to look at the numbers, but I think he's pretty clearly number one, both in terms of volume, like he gets a lot up. Donovan's taking the more three-pointers, but a lot of those are off the dribble. I think that's why the percentage is a little bit lower. But, I mean, I remember seeing something recently about how Zach is, like, towards the top of the league in catch and shoot threes, but I can pull up those numbers and give you a real answer, but he definitely stands out as somebody that should be at the top of that list.
Yeah. And our pal Stefan No of Sporting News had some tweets earlier this week about the players in the league who take the most difficultly guarded shots or have the fewest amount of open shots and the rates at which they hit those shots. And Zach LaVine was number five on that list. Crazy. I believe Luka was one.
Yes.
And then there were a few more players in there. But as far as making difficult shots and not having often open shots, Zach LaVine, number five on that list.
He's good.
He's good. Also, quick shout out. to his teammate Alex Caruso, who came in at number 20 on this list on these rankings from Hoops Hype.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Alex Caruso. did you guys see that the court in his like hometown or whatever got named Alex Caruso Court last weekend, and he was there for like a ceremony and everything?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to him for that. That's pretty cool, man. I was shocked that – a little shocked. I shouldn't say shocked. But I was a little shocked that he was a top 20 shooting guard, you know what I mean, listed in the NBA. I would have had Jordan Clarkson over him personally.
How dare you?
I would have. And I really love Norman Powell, and I really love Caris LeVert. And seeing Jaden Ivey on this list.
Yeah, at 25.
Already at 25 without even stepping foot on the court further just expands my fear – of this team that I'm going to have, because y'all, I did not want him to go to Detroit because he is just going to be awesome, man. Jaden Ivey is the truth. But, yeah, shout out to him for being number 25, just coming in as a rookie, man. So a lot on him, looks like.
And they did
Let me ask you this. How many players on the shooting guard list are better defenders than Alex Caruso?
That are better
than defenders
Alex?
Than Alex Caruso?
Probably, man.
Yeah, I don't have the... I don't have the list in front of me, but I can tell you the answer.
Maybe one or two, but probably not many.
Yeah.
And they do make note of it under Caruso's ranking, saying he's probably the only shooting guard on the list pretty much solely for defensive contributions.
Yeah.
So, he is a freak defensively. And also, like, it kind of goes back to what we talked about with Alonzo yesterday. But, like, how many of these guys are not only better defenders, but guarding Giannis in playoff games? Like, he's 6'4", and he's guarding Giannis at a super high level. I don't really think he's a shooting guard. He kind of falls more into that like
combo
point, combo forward something category. But it's fine that they threw him there.
Shooting guards like, typically do matters, more guys. Of the shooting in the name shooting guard than Alex Caruso does.
Go figure.
All right, so there that is. Zach LaVine, number four on the Hoops Hype shooting guard list for the upcoming season.
We got two people on the list.
Two
we got
people.
A point guard. We got a shooting guard, and we got two shooting guards. Mm. Hey, got to take it, baby.
I wonder where DeMar's gonna be.
Oh, where he gonna be? I can't wait to see this.
Top five. So now for the rest of the day, we're gonna answer some of y'all's questions. We're gonna do some AMA stuff. That'll be fun.
Uh-oh.
Coming up next. But first, today's episode is brought to you guys by PointsBet, the best way to support CHGO. Is to download that PointsBet app and use promo code CHGO when signing up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, look at that crisp $20 just floating in the air, waiting for you to reach out and grab it.
It's mine.
But that's not it. If you make a $50 more first-time deposit, you'll receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of our great web content, including that Patrick Williams column from our guy, Will the Goat Gottlieb. You'll even get a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker, like this dope Cubs one I'm rocking today.
It is nice.
That's 2,000 free bets. Free CHGO membership and a free shirt of your choice from the CHGO locker just for making a $50 first-time deposit at PointsBet. And you want to do that anyway because it's fun and you win money.
You like fun, don't you?
Who doesn't like fun?
Who doesn't like fun?
It's your home for live in-play betting, and it just got even better. Maybe you see an edge in the game that you're watching. Is your favorite team primed for a comeback? Don't just watch the game, but along with it, live. More live betting, more live markets, faster live cash outs. Cha-ching! Follow along with your bets the moment they hit. Stay in the live action all game long. Download that PointsBet app right now. Use promo code CHGO. So what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate your live betting game. Once the game starts, will the thrill tell the people what to do?
You live your bet life.
Ooh.
Boom.
Silky smooth. I like that right there. Also, stay on that screen. Look at that man right there. That's his third day in a row of just a perfect hair day going on for that young man named Will
Look,
the thrill.
Okay, here's how it goes. It looks bad when I first get it cut, and then I wait 3 weeks, and then it looks good for like 4 days, and then it starts to look terrible again. So we're just in that one small window.
We're in the window. You're in the window.
It's a short window, but we're riding in it.
What Will says is the haircut. I say it's the athletic greens. Yes, I say it's the 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food source superfoods, the probiotics, and of course, his hair's got to have the adaptogens. Helps him start his day right. That special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. And it don't cost you much, y'all. It only costs less than $3 a day. It's cheaper than getting all those different supplements yourself. You're investing in that all-in-one nutritional insurance. It's vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it does all this while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, your mental clarity, and your alertness. Don't take my word for it, even though these are beautiful, dulcet tones. Don't take the word for this young man, Matt Peck, who's rocking his cool shirt. Don't take the word of Sarah over there, who ain't heard Sarah smile by hauling those, but she's going to hear it because she knows me now. Take the word of it from that man they call Will the Thrill Gottlieb. Tell him about the Athletic Greens, sir.
All right, so you know how you just asked about who was the best catch-and-shoot three-pointer between those four shooting guards?
I did.
Zach LaVine, 46%. Jaylen Brown, 36%. Donovan Mitchell, 34.6%. Devin Booker, 43.6%. So Zach is the best. And you want to know how I knew that? Athletic Greens, baby.
The Greens. Got it right there in your face. On your screen right there. Don't you want some of that? I think you do. So to make it easy for you to get, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of that immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 of those free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls. That's athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance because it's Athletic Greens. You know what you do with it, Matt? You scoop it, you dump it, you shake it, you drink it, you feel it.
That's me feeling it.
Yeah, that's your feeling.
That's
right
the Athletic
there?
Greens coursing through my body.
His veins.
It's like an interpretive dance of this advertisement.
That's exactly what it is. That's the closest we're going to get to seeing it from Matt.
Are you kidding? There's so much Athletic Greens in my body right now.
A lot of it?
Tons of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only thing I've had today is gallons of Athletic Greens.
Yeah, science. I'm happy for you, man. You know that makes me happy when you're doing that.
I'm glad.
Look at your skin radiating, looking right. This is all right going on. Thrill and chill Thursdays. Matt drinks Athletic Greens every Thursday now.
Totally. That's not a lie at all. All right, let's answer some questions from Bulls Nation.
Sure.
Speaking of healthy things for you.
Ooh,
Let's just get this one out of the way, you guys. Look, we're also svelte in that picture.
Oh, man, been working out.
Thank you, Sarah. Making us look good.
I just draw what I see.
Okay, draw what I see, yes.
So we all have tiny bodies and Matt's, giant heads.
That's a super vegan on that picture right there. This is closer we're going to get.
Yeah,
the Athletic Greens.
Speaking of super vegans, more to score in our CHGO Bulls Discord wanted to know my top 5 vegetables. In fact, of our top 5 vegetables.
Top 5? What?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Wow, Dave, you go first. What are your top 5 vegetables?
Wow, top 5 vegetables. Okay, I love spinach. Broccoli is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Spinach, oh, come on.
Broccoli.
You served me a sandwich made of nothing but vegetables last week.
What's the one? I'm looking right at it, and I can't think of the name of it. Cauliflower.
Probably because it's gross. Oh,
cauliflower.
Trash.
I love cauliflower.
Trash.
What? Cauliflower, okay. Great,
cauliflower crust? Number 3.
No.
Yes.
Cauliflower
I will hear
potatoes.
Nothing
yes.
on
roasted
the quality
cauliflower.
Of
I make my own cauliflower mashed potatoes.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
I bet they're pretty amazing, too.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
It's disgusting.
Dave,
it's true.
If you say the one I'm thinking of, we'll have the same top 5.
Well, oh, man.
So that's 3. You got spinach, broccoli, cauliflower.
Carrots.
Did you say another one?
Carrots.
I said spinach, broccoli, and cauliflower, and carrots.
That's 4.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That might be a pickle. Mushroom, maybe? Or
onions?
Onions
are pretty awesome.
Onions are awesome. Actually, I just had some with my salmon tacos I had earlier.
Ew.
Brussels sprouts, man.
No.
I completely agree with that, actually. If you cook Brussels sprouts correctly and you saute them and put some balsamic oil, garlic.
You sound like my sister, and I'll tell her, like I told you, no. No, it's a lie. It does not taste right. Thank you. Collard greens. Right on, Larry. Yes. I will take that right there. Collard greens, sir. I will eat that all day long. You're absolutely right.
That's 5. All right, Will, what are your 5? Right?
Go ahead. What'd you say, Will?
Do potatoes count?
Yeah.
That's a root vegetable, right?
Yeah,
all right, I'm throwing those on there.
Yeah,
cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, potatoes, spinach.
Okay.
You cannot. Brussels sprouts?
Brussels,
oh, my God.
I can't do Brussels sprouts.
They taste worse than they smell, and they smell like farts. Terrible.
I will make some for you, Dave. I don't think Matt will try them, so I'm not going to make
no,
them.
No, I'll
him,
try them for sure.
I'll make them.
People
I'll make
tried.
Them.
People, so I'll you know, some people make Brussels cool. sprout dishes that have like you know bacon bits in them or whatever. Like, there's bacon in there. It's like no, they're not, Lawrence. Shut up. Get out of here.
That was
no
so
one
rude.
Asked you.
He is so rude.
I love you, Lawrence, but you're wrong.
Don't listen to him, Lawrence. But he's right. Brussels sprouts suck, though. He's right, though, but I just don't like how he said it. But, yes, he's right, though. They stink.
No.
They're horrible. But I will eat them. Will, you make some. You bring them in as you want them. I will eat them. And if they're good, I will tell you they're good. I promise you. But if they're not,
done.
I'm an honest man.
Daddy Fish said potatoes and tomatoes are cousins separated from shifting tectonic plates in the Alps. Is that right?
Man.
I feel like you just made that shit up.
Hey, Fish, I don't
tomatoes?
Know.
Hey, tomatoes? Tomatoes are
fish
fruit.
On.
And technically, tomatoes are a fruit. I've always thought of them as a vegetable.
Yeah, they're a fruit. They're a fruit.
All right, here's my five. My mom's potato salad. It's freaking delicious. I'm going to go eat some this weekend. Yo. Ma is working on that potato salad right now. Shout out to Ma. Her potato salad is the bomb.
Is his mom's potato salad.
They're not, they're, it's multiple vegetables in one dish.
It's only edible if it's slathered in mayo.
You got, you know what I'm saying?
You got potatoes in there. You got celery stalks in there. I'm pretty sure mayo and mustard are vegetables. It's delicious.
There's no helping this dude.
Hard-boiled egg? That's basically a vegetable.
No, fuck out. Move on.
Keep okay,
going.
So that's number
keep
one.
Going. Did you just say an egg is a vegetable?
Yeah.
just let him keep
it's
going.
Close too. Enough.
Let him keep going.
So many questions.
So bad. So bad.
Jardiniere, that count as a vegetable?
Actually, that does count as a vegetable.
There's carrots and celery.
There's carrots, there's celery, there's jalapenos. Those are all vegetables.
Oh, peppers. How could I forget peppers? Peppers yeah. might have to go into my top
can't,
five.
Can't forget peppers.
Because you actually eat real vegetables, Will. That's why.
All right, three. I'm going vegetables. Fresh corn on the cob. It is corn on the cob season. Can't wait to eat some corn on the cob
what
this weekend.
What are you putting on that corn on the cob?
Oh, just lathered in butter and then also some fresh cracked pepper.
Go ahead.
There you go. Four, sauerkraut. You can't have a good brat sauerkraut. Without a healthy dollop of sauerkraut on there.
Sauerkraut, though.
It's cabbage. Cabbage is a vegetable.
Sauerkraut is probably
that's like
one
saying,
of the worst things I've ever
yes.
had.
Go ahead, Will.
That's like pickles. I think that's close enough. I'm going to give you that one, Matt.
You gonna
and
give
number five
that?
And number five is pickles. It is a
these
cucumber
are the most
that has been pickled.
Answers, but I
cucumbers
will,
are vegetables. Pickles count. That's, sauerkraut and pickles count.
Matt's kidneys are marshmallows.
That's my
say, every mother right now. Yo, like, this kid.
Yo, man.
It's not like those are the only vegetables I eat.
Those are your top five.
The question
though.
Is, what are your top five? Those are my top five yeah, favorites.
I'm scared to know what you think a vegetable is because you tried to throw an egg in there.
A hard boiled egg.
You know, hard or soft. It's no count.
What if it's next to potatoes and celery and potato salad?
Your number one was potato salad.
As a vegetable. That is a freaking vegetable, and you cannot tell me otherwise.
I love you so, man.
I love you, too. And I love my mom's potato salad.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Cucumbers are awesome, too. You're right. Cabbage, yes, cabbage is great. Cabbage
yeah,
is great.
That's what you make sauerkraut from is cabbage.
Cabbage is great.
It's a vegetable. All right, let's take this question from Adrian, who said, a lot of people have been talking about scoring, but do you guys think P. Will and Io will take a leap defensively? Patrick looking much leaner and stronger might help him keep up. Will, what do you think?
I think they will, and I think they need to. Patrick definitely looks a lot like more slim, and I think we've seen over the past year plus his like mobility has improved a lot from when he came into the league. He was kind of thrown into the fire last year, having to guard Giannis with like, you know, eight games of experience, basically. So I think he learned a lot from that. He'll watch a lot of film. He'll work with the trainers and all that stuff. But he absolutely needs to. I think that's like the biggest area where he needs to really, like, he needs to be a great player one day. But if he just improves a lot at one thing next year, I think defense needs to be it. So that's huge. Io has already been great. We talked about it yesterday, I think. He needs to keep getting better. He's still super young. And I think as he learns the game a little bit more, understands positioning and just like basically being able to read what's going to happen, the more experience you have, you know, unless you're like LeBron or Luka or something, or can just like see four plays ahead, the more experience you get, the more you're able to pick up on that stuff. And as they both age and just have more NBA reps, I think they'll both get better there, which will help them a lot.
Yeah, I think P. Will has, like Will said, he has to take that leap. Only because, and well, one of the reasons is he's the guy, just looking at it, you're like, go guard the best player. Just looking at his size and looking at his hands and looking at his thighs and all of that, you're like, you go guard the best player. You're the size of a Kawhi Leonard. You're the size of a LeBron James. You're big enough to guard a Kevin Durant. Like, they're going to look at him to do those things. I can cheat you on Klay Thompson, put you on Draymond Green in the paint. Like, that's, he's going to have to be that guy because of the type of size that he has. So, yeah, he has to take that leap. Io is just proven to me he's basketball crazy, and he's going to do nothing but get better. So I definitely believe he's going to just improve. And what's going to improve is the game's going to slow down for him. I don't think it's extra adjustments he needs to work on, Will, like defensively or anything like that. I just think the game is just going to slow down for him, and that's what's going to make him better. Because just like Caruso, it's not like saying, you know, Caruso needed to work on anything else. The game just slowed down, and he just got smarter and smarter and smarter. And I think Io is on that same kind of trajectory.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And what I was talking about as far as just, like, learning the game, understanding the reads, and being able to, like, you know what's going to come, to be able to expect what moves are going to happen, what plays are going to go down, so that he can put himself in the best positions to succeed. But we already know he can, you know, he's clamps. Like, he can go out and make life hell for Trae Young or for whoever it is. And it's more going to be about learning the game. But I do think, you know, if they're healthy, the Bulls defense has a huge room for improvement. I think they finished around 23 last year in the league. And with Io improving, with Patrick hopefully improving, hopefully you get Lonzo and Caruso fully healthy. Like, they have a lot of runway, I think, to be a much better defensive team, but it does kind of depend on those two guys, I think.
Okay.
Speaking of, I don't really have a whole lot to add there. I think you guys nailed it. So let's just get to some more questions.
Sure.
So Sung Hyun 86 in Bulls Discord
Shout
has
out.
A similar question to scroll down, Sarah. Scroll back down. B-more, XCII. I don't know Roman numerals that well. Asking about Io and his contract situation. So, second round pick who signed just a 2-year deal, not a full 4-year deal, coming out of the draft. Sung wondering if, given he's due for an extension as an RFA, what contract as far as years and money would be fair for both sides? And B-more in the YouTube comments asking a pretty similar question there. Guys, this is a tricky one. All I know is that you do not let Io Desumu go. I mean, does it make sense to think of something in the sort of either 3 for 30-something or 4 for 40-something kind of area for an Io extension? That's kind of where I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what mine is. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I think that's probably, you know, that'd be good value for the Bulls. He'll probably want a little bit more, but I think that's likely where it will settle. But, like, you know, you look at average starter salary, and it always goes up every year because, you know, that's just what happens with the cap. But I feel like it's around like 14 to 18. And he's not, I mean, he's a great player, but he's not, you know, an above average starter at this point. So I think a little bit less than that makes sense. And they'll have, you know, assuming they don't go into the tax, they'll have the full mid-level and they can pay him out of that.
Yeah, he'll get that contract. And you're right, like that 3-year, that 4-year, 40 mil, something like that, just seems fair.
Yeah,
for him,
it's like the same contract Caruso just got from the
Bulls. Right, right.
That's a similar.
Or even like the one they were offering Bobby Portis, also same kind of thing.
Right, which is probably what's going to happen. Instead of somebody else in the Bulls Discord yesterday was asked about a Kobe White extension. I was like, that's not no. Somebody's getting an extension of the younger crew. It's clearly going to be
tricky with Kobe and Vooch too. Like, we should have this discussion at some point soon. But it's like, you can't afford to lose these guys for nothing. You just cannot let them walk, because even if you do, they're still right up near the cap, which means that they can't bring in more players if they let them walk. So they need to re-sign them and stay over the cap so that they can trade them. But their trade value just isn't there, so you can't really get much for them. It's a very difficult position to be in. Luckily, Io is actually, like, you know, hopefully getting better as a player, whereas the other two guys, you know, we'll see what happens with Kobe. But I think Vooch is pretty clearly, like, trending downwards, just being the fact that he's 32. So they're in a tough spot. They'll need to figure out how to manage contracts with both those guys, but it seems unlikely that they'll be able to keep everybody without going into the tax or let everybody walk without being, and still have enough cap space to go out and sign free agents to make up for them. What up, Niles?
What up?
McBacon chimes into the Vooch thing in our Discord earlier this week saying, I think I'd like to see how he starts playing this season. If it's like last season, just let him walk. Giving up what they did now, knowing that would suck. But if he plays better, they could maybe extend him or maybe do a sign and trade. It's, you know, I would like to believe that Vooch is going to shoot the ball better this season than he did last season. Again, we talked about whatever could have been the reasons for that.
Yeah.
Adjusting to a new role, going from the number one guy in Orlando for all those years to playing basically as a third offensive option, not only behind Zach LaVine, but now also behind DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
And maybe mess with him a little bit. Sure. And also just trying to figure out Billy Donovan's system.
Sure.
So there's a possibility for a bounce back, even if that's the case. I do not know right now today how I feel about a Vooch extension. I don't know how I feel about it.
How many more years do you think Vooch is an average or above average starter in the NBA? That's a really fair question.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's like maybe two. I think he probably might have two. One for sure, and a second one he can squeeze out personally, you know. Like I'm a doctor, like I know this stuff or something. But that's just what I see, you know what I mean, from him. When I watch him play, I'm like, yeah, he's got about maybe two left, you know what I'm saying, that he can contribute solidly to a team. And one of them might be this year, you know, for the Bulls. Because, again, he's playing – it's a lot of motivation for a lot of guys on his team this year. And Vooch has motivation coming in. He did not play his best. And we all know, you know, he wants to be the best dude out there. We saw it when he was throwing mouthpieces into the crowd, like how angry he was at how he played. He wants to be better. So, like you said, Matt, all those reasons, and we mentioned all those reasons why during the season. So, all that stuff is kind of out the window now. We can't use those reasons anymore. Now you've got your year under the belt. You know, now you know where your role is. Now you know what you need to do and what you have to do, kind of thing, and where you need to rotate to. So, yeah, he's still super skilled. Like I've been watching Bulls highlights all week long, and I for real forgot just how great of a passer this dude is, man. When I'm sitting there watching it. He is elite when he's passing that basketball.
Yes,
even off the elbow or anything. Like, the bounce passes are spectacular. So, he still has that. Hopefully, that three-point shot comes with it.
Right.
And, yeah, he can have a good team. Yeah,
I mean, you saw in the handful of games that Vooch missed, and shout-out to him, along with DeMar, he was one of the two Iron Men of this team last season.
Yes, he was.
But in the games he did miss, you very much noticed that lack of side-to-side court ball movement when Vooch was not that sort of fulcrum swinging the ball from one side to the other. I just saw a comment that I wanted to read.
Okay.
So Adam is wondering about Bulls Fest, saying if he thinks it's worth it to come from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Denver thinking of coming back for it. So Bulls Fest is going to be around Labor Day weekend.
September 3rd and 4th.
There you go. I don't know. I haven't been.
First time ever. So.
All I know is that there will not be a true champion of the Bulls Fest 3-on-3 tournament because me, Big Dave, and Will are not participating.
And by true champion, he means not a true champion. There will be a better champion.
No.
That's what he means right there.
No, if we play, the three of us, we would clearly take that title.
Clearly?
Oh, yeah.
It's clear? Okay. All right.
We didn't even beat the All-City 3-point shooting contest.
Actually, no, we won one.
But that's because we weren't on our home court. We were playing in a goddamn desert where it was 145 degrees.
We won one. I got us one.
That's true.
I got us one of them
things.
That's
true.
I got us one of them things.
I shouldn't discredit you. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad I'm not going to be in the country for that one.
We will be wonderful spectators.
I don't need to embarrass myself publicly.
Yeah, we'll be great spectators and enjoying it and watching it.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's only embarrassment if you care what other people think, Will. You just got to block that out of your mind and just go for it.
This is true.
He's right.
Nothing but confidence.
He's been hanging with me too long. That's exactly how I think.
All right. We've got time for a few more questions. We'll get to as many as we can. But first, Big Dave, give our friends at PointsBet one more quick shout out, would you?
Oh, yes. Let me toss that to them, because if you enjoy CHGO, one way to continue to help us to grow that rhyme, by the way, is to download that PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. Because not only are you getting those two, count them, one, two, risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get that free CHGO membership, which unlocks all that awesome web content, and you even get a free T-shirt of your choice from the CHGO Locker. And if you're in this beautiful state of Illinois, in this wonderful city of Chicago, where the weather outside is getting on my nerves, but I got my air conditioning unit right here blowing that cool air on your boy.
Woo!
So now I can just sit here on my phone and download that PointsBet app and register my account from start to finish and do it all from my phone, which I have cracked already. I cracked my phone already.
Oh, your new one?
Yeah,
oh.
I cracked it already. Already. Cracked it already.
Phone case.
Yes. You'll be signing up with the fastest sportsbook easier than ever so you can start living your bet life when? In seconds. So what are you waiting for? Because once the game starts, you don't just bet. Sarah, tell them what you do.
Don't put this pressure on me right now.
Come on, Sarah.
Something about you living your bet
living
life?
Living your bet life.
Come on!
Come on, yes. Sarah.
There you go. There you go.
I have the whole studio's yelling at me.
Lawrence yelling from the parking lot.
I think this is, I'll let you continue in a second.
Oh, go ahead.
This is only, I think, my second or third time doing bowls. Uh-huh. And you guys are very, love you guys, but very intimidating because you have all these little gimmicks that I'm trying to learn still.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be
intimidating.
There's
no reason to be intimidated.
I know.
Yes, at all. It's
but
all
that just shows how great of a show the Bowl Show is because you guys have so much fun things for, you know, the people to listen to and
yeah,
watch.
We're inclusive. We want everybody involved.
We
want
to be inclusive. We want to get you involved. Group. That's
yeah.
That's
yeah. Listen to the guy who's down in fucking Brazil right now. We want to be inclusive, Sarah.
He's not
we're trying to hit
song.
All continents. We got Australia. We got South America.
There which, you go. Tell
that
them, Will.
That was one of the questions in our Bulls Discord when we when I put the AMA shout out in there. Somebody wanted to know if you're ever coming back, Will, or if you're just going to stay
back.
A Southern Hemisphere person like our guy Mark.
I'll come back. I'm not sure when, but I will.
Freaking better.
Adam says she's intimidated by the adaptogens. It's understandable. Not the adaptogens.
So am I.
Oh,
adaptogens freak me out.
Dave is just showing off his point guardsmanship, tossing the living your bet lives left and right today.
Left and right, man. They're everywhere.
Tossing that points bet finale.
And
like
yes,
Magic
Niles.
Johnson. Hee hee.
And Niles, yes, I do listen to G Herbo. Actually, you know what? G Herbo story for you. We went to an all-star game party. When the All-Star game was here, Matt and I went there to this All-Star game party with John Sabine. Shout
Flex.
Out. And
Flex.
When we were there, G Herbo was there. And I went up to him, you know, I was like, hey, what's up? You know, how you doing? Nice to meet you. You know, I really like your music. And Matt is like, who's that? And I'm like, oh, Matt. And I had to sit and explain to him, like, Matt, this is G Herbo. He's a rapper from Chicago. He does, oh, okay. And so basically for the rest, that is no excuse, that basically for the rest of the day, I was there just pointing out celebrities and telling Matt why they're important, why this person matters. Hey, that's a Grammy-nominated singer right there. Hey, he owns a bunch of restaurants here in the city. He's awesome, too. So, yeah, and Matt
that
just sitting
called,
there like, okay.
That is called best friendmanship.
I look out, man.
That doesn't
really,
that
who
bring
is
as
G
much.
Herbo?
But.
You know what it was like? It was like, oh, my God. My man from Veep. Julie
Tony
Weiss,
Hale?
Right? Yes, it was like Tony Hale. He was like, when she get, when she got
and he just leans in and whispers to her.
That's G Herbo sitting over there right there.
You are the Tony Hale to my Julie Louise Dreyfus when it comes to hip-hop culture.
When it comes to culture.
Excuse me.
When it comes to culture, sir.
Excuse me.
You got to do your work when it comes to telling him what vegetables are.
Yes, exactly right. One thing at a time, Will. It's a process, man.
Demond wondering, well, who do I listen to if I don't... What was on the radio in the 90s? 80s metal, and then just like psychedelic and funk bands. I also like I like reggae. Like I like a lot of music.
He does.
I do enjoy some rap and some hip hop, but I'm just not like immersed in all of it because I have too much of my brain committed to 80s and 90s music.
And
that's see, when the good stuff was going
see, and
on.
And again, that's no excuse because my brain is committed to all of that too. But again, I'm just insane. When it comes to music, so it's a little different.
Tone says, what's up, first-timer? Welcome to the party, pal.
Tone, what up?
Bulls Nation's here for you.
Yes, sir.
Also, I'm glad that people are chiming in the comments when Eco Bean asked to name a better center in Bulls history than Vooch.
What?
And Demond immediately was like, Joakim Noah and Artis Gilmore?
Immediately,
boom.
Bro.
Hello.
Come on, dog. Let's not do this.
Artis Gilmore was a four-time All-Star with the Bulls.
Yeah.
More elite. All-Star appearances spanning his career. With the Bulls, four-time All-Star.
Yeah, Defensive Player of the Year Award for Joakim Noah as well. Yeah, elite players right there at center. Come on, don't do that.
Come on now. All right, we got another question. our pal Jack Silverstein, Bulls historian slash legend slash friend of ours.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jack. Said, if you could add one Bulls bench player of the past to this 22-23 roster, who would it be and why? That's a great question.
One Bulls player from the past.
So they're not in this Bulls starting five. They're coming off the bench. Taj.
You know I want to say Ben Gordon. But
jersey's
I'm not.
Right here.
I'm gonna say Tony Kukoc.
Ooh, the other number seven.
Because of the height.
That
just
is
because
absolutely the correct answer, Nick.
Size.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
And 3-point
shooting.
Ahead.
No, Will is gonna say exactly what I'm gonna say. Go ahead, Will.
I'm just saying exactly what you're gonna say. Tony Kukoc. That is the answer.
That's the answer,
They need a big guy who can do everything. Who's a point forward who can shoot it, who can defend.
Never really known for his defense.
Not really.
He'd figure it out in space. I think like it's probably a little bit easier to be a good defender. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I think he could figure it out in the way that the Bulls play defense.
Yeah, you can't say that because that destroys your whole Draymond Green's the greatest defender of all time.
It's a different style of defense that I think he'd it's
Larry
less physical.
Said Jason Caffey.
Yes, sir. He said, wait, what?
He said Jason Caffey.
Shout out.
Dude, that dude could dunk.
The backwards dunk.
Couldn't do a whole lot else, but Jason Caffey could dunk a basketball.
He did a backwards dunk, and we just lost our minds. Yeah. Like I said, my favorite artists are Kanye and James Taylor, so you know my taste of wild.
Dude, hey, love
I've
James
seen
Taylor.
Fire, and I've seen rain.
Oh, my God. James Taylor was on Colbert's Tonight Show.
I saw him. Yeah, so earlier he was in the band.
And he played Shower of the People, and I wept like a child.
Yes.
Love James Taylor.
Like an everyman. That's all James Taylor is, man. He's an everyman.
Dee Moore said, what happened to Chandler Hutchinson?
What was supposed to?
Given the fact that you don't even know how to spell his name.
He's still playing Summer League. That's what happened to him.
He's helping the Washington Wizards to the bubble playoffs. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, him making that TikTok just really destroyed everything that was going on with him, man.
Yeah, Adam chiming in with the one man's trash.
One man's trash is what you say. One man's trash is another man's trash.
Also trash.
Yeah, right.
I feel like of the last couple just sorry years of the Bulls where they had a bunch of players that, you know, weren't actually very good, but some people thought, you know, like there were some Bobby Portis, Daniel Gafford fans, and there were some Nico Mirotic, like, you know, whoever fans. Yes. And I feel like the one guy that everybody could agree on that was bad was Chandler Hutchinson.
he galvanized
him in campaign. The Suns.
In campaign, yes. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like
yes.
Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore. This guy sucks. Throws his club.
Jason Roberts had a Billy Donovan question. He wants to, is Billy Donovan under more pressure this season or less pressure, given the lack of big, exciting moves this offseason?
I think he is under probably the same amount of pressure. That's kind of a non-answer, but like the Bulls overachieved in the first half. Nobody thought they would be as good as they were, and they kind of reset the expectations. Like they were first place 2/3 of the way through the season. And then they completely fell off a cliff. They went 8-15 to finish out the season and had like the most non-competitive playoff series I can remember watching. And so like the expectation this year is that they need to get back to how they looked in the first half of next season, like assuming health, assuming Patrick Williams is there and is able to develop. So I think the pressure is on him from that standpoint, but I don't think that ever left last year at the end of the season. It was just like, wow, this is such a disaster and he doesn't know how to fix it.
The only way I think it's pressure on Billy Donovan is if the Bulls don't make the playoffs this season or they're, like, barely in the play-in game. Yeah. Then I think all the pressure in the world comes on him that next season.
But I think that's the following season. This upcoming season, I don't feel like there's a ton of pressure.
That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, Will.
Plus, you know, Jerry loves that mediocrity lane. I mean, okay, so here's how I answer it. You know who I know he's under more pressure than? Tony La Russa, the other coach of the other team owned by this same dude, who apparently can just be visibly sleeping in the dugout during a White Sox game and still keep his job. So Billy's got a bit more pressure than that.
The bar is low, my friends.
The bar is low.
Wait, hold on. Better rap group, Hit Squad, or the Flip Mode Squad? Matt, do you know who any of that is?
The Who Squad and the What Squad?
The Hit Squad or the Flip Mode Squad?
No.
You know one of the artists.
You're speaking Klingon to me right now.
You know Busta Rhymes, right?
I do know Busta Rhymes.
Okay, Busta Rhymes is part of the Flip Mode Squad.
Okay.
I will not break anything else down for you. Better is the Hit Squad. Is Hit Squad because Flip Mode pretty much had Busta and they had Rod Digga, and that was, but, dude. His squad had EPMD, Dos FX, Redman, K Solo.
I know Redman.
Yeah.
He was in the movie How High.
He was. Yes, he was.
With Method Man.
Yes, he was.
Fantastic film.
Yes, he was. Culture.
Yeah. I got it because it came in a 2-for-1 DVD box with Half Baked, and I lost my copy of Half Baked, and I needed to get a new one.
That's a very smart 2-for-1.
Right. I was like, oh, I like my favorite stoner movie. I lost my copy. I need to get a new copy. And I was like, oh, my favorite stoner film now comes with a free other stoner film.
Yes. And it was funny.
Thank you, Target, bin of DVDs.
Get them.
Remember DVDs?
Remember it was a thing? It was a thing. It was a thing.
Fantastic.
But yeah, Hit Squad by, yes, plenty. Hit Squad, for sure.
Just quickly going back to the which Bulls bench player of the past would you add, I need to address this comment from Damon who said Tony or Ron Mercer. Why do I need to address this? Because, sadly, you may be remembering Ron Mercer as an NBA bench player. However, in the Tim Floyd / end of Krause Bulls years when Ron Mercer was wearing a Bulls jersey, here's a quick trivia for you. Spanning 1.5 seasons with the Chicago Bulls, Ron Mercer played in 101 games. How many of them did he come off the bench for?
None.
Correct. He started all 101. Ron Mercer.
Yeah,
it's actually funny that this question came up because so tomorrow I'm doing like a weekly roundup story, which I think I'm going to try to start doing over the off season, especially just all these kind of like smaller tweets or smaller pieces of news that don't really necessarily warrant a full story. I'm going to try to capture in like a week in review thing. And one of them is a guy that you might remember, Andres Nocioni, who I think started about half of his games with the Bulls, maybe a little bit less. But he's another guy that would just be amazing. Talk about guys that are actually really good defensive players and can shoot it a little bit. Like he would have been a great fit on this current team.
Don't forget Papoose, Dave.
Papoose. And
who is Papoose?
Papoose is another rapper who's really, really, really good. And actually, he's actually married to Remy Ma. Don't worry about
it. I love that so often. Don't worry about it. I don't even bother explaining
but
this.
You've
to
danced
you.
To her, one of her songs because I'm sure you've heard the song Lean Back.
Yeah, okay. Lean Back.
Yes, correct.
Lean Back.
She's the one. She's the female on that song.
Okay.
Okay. That's
and
Remy
she's
Ma.
Married to.
She's
Papoose.
Married to. She's married to Papoose.
I am going to say it, Papoose. Isn't that like the little, you know, like sack that somebody? Is it marsupials?
Okay.
Is that one of the, another word for like the pouch that they have? Is it Papoose?
I have no idea, bro.
I think it is.
I think I'm going to
be totally wrong about that.
It's a Salvadorian food where they like fill. It's like masa with like filling. That's pupusa, but pretty close.
I'm gonna trust right. Will on that.
Yeah, I'm
he sounded
trust
like
Will.
He knew what he was
he
talking
did.
About.
He did. He really could have said anything right there, but he just sounded right saying it. So I'm going to just go with it on there, man. Like, yeah, he's right.
Pupusa.
Pupusa.
we'll have to go get some someday.
Here's one.
We got
from,
one more? Yeah, all right, let's do one more.
Para J has one. Do you think the Bulls have any current rivalries? Is there any team in the league you want to have as a rival?
Want to have as a rival?
Yes, that you want this team as your rival.
Well, like the best Bulls rivalry of my childhood was Bulls-Knicks.
Yes, correct.
Closely behind that, Bulls Heat back in the day was also pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome during the regular season.
And, you know, the Heat were the one seed in the East last year.
Yes.
The Bulls did not beat them, as I recall. Mm. I would love that to be a rivalry. I would love the Knicks to be good enough to be relevant again that Bulls-Knicks becomes a real rivalry.
Yes.
In the meantime, you know who I hate the most right now, and it's just because of one guy.
Yes, I know.
But the Milwaukee Bucks, division rival, have a human piece of shit playing basketball for him, if you could even call that playing basketball. So that's where I'm at right now as far as Bulls and rivalries. What about you guys?
I agree with everything you just said up to the human piece of shit.
You don't agree with that?
I don't care about Grayson Allen, man. I don't care about him. I don't. Not like this. Not to that level right
there. Just because you're not as petty as I am.
Yeah, not that. He doesn't get that out of me. But yeah, Bulls-Knicks was the rivalry. I was around for the Pistons. I was a kid during the Pistons-Bulls rivalry. That was definitely one. But I would like it to be the Bucks, like you said. But I think also I'd like to rekindle it with the Heat, too. You know what I mean? Strictly because they still got Jimmy. And, you know, he still wants to win here in Chicago and beat the Bulls. And
still got Riley.
Yeah, still got Pat Riley. And Riley, you know, holds grudges like Matt does. So, yeah, he doesn't forget the Bulls was kicking his behind with Jordan. He hung his jersey in the rafters because of it. So, yeah, I think that that's the rivalry I kind of want to see, Will.
I mean, the Bulls just aren't good enough to actually be rivals with any of the top four teams, unfortunately.
Well, we get this.
So it's hard. It's sad, but it's true. I feel like the Knicks is actually kind of a good one because they're both – like the Knicks had a pretty bad season last year, but they were still kind of in that same stratosphere. And the year before that, they were obviously much better. So I feel like that's kind of close. Plus, like, they have Tibbs. They had Taj until this upcoming season. They have Derek. So there's, like, some sort of connections there and obviously, like, the history of it. So I feel like that's probably the closest, but it's pretty lame because they're both, you know, not super great teams. Until the Bulls are, like – towards the top, and they've got like the Miami Heat Bulls, you know, 2010 era rivalry was awesome. That was a rivalry. I feel like the Bulls just aren't there yet.
Also there. In the comments, Pacers, Bulls Pacers back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, Bulls Pacers was a rivalry.
Pacers,
yeah.
The Reggie Smiths, yeah. Mark Jackson Pacers.
Yeah.
Ooh,
definitely
hated
a
them.
Rivalry. Definitely.
Ooh, hated them.
Yeah. But that was the thing about the Jordan years is that everybody hated the Bulls. Everybody wanted to beat them. And so it was the kind of the opposite where like the Bulls want to be rivals with the Bucks now, but they're just not good enough. It was kind of that way. But obviously the Pacers and the
and you know,
Knicks were really, really good.
After the OG Bulls Knicks 90s rivalry ended, Bulls Knicks hasn't really been a thing ever again.
True.
There were a couple of games when peak Melo in a Knicks jersey went off on the Bulls, but like that in itself is not a rivalry.
D-Rose in the Garden too.
Whereas Heat Bulls re-rivaled during the LeBron Heatles years.
True,
like
indeed.
That's probably why that's it's, fresh.
You're right,
because
that's been
minds.
A more consistent one. Because even in the 90s, it was there with Pat Riley coaching.
Right. Played him in the playoffs. Baby Riley Bulls, was on the bench.
Baby Bulls was the rivalry also with that Heat, putting that Heat team out. That was great. And, yeah, when LeBron came back, rekindled all that. So now they got – it's been the most continuous one for the Chicago Bulls. So, yeah.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. Hope everybody enjoyed this Thrill and Chill Thursday. We've got CHGO Bets coming up at 5 o'clock. We got White Sox pregame at 6:30, followed by White Sox postgame. Hopefully, get a W, White Sox. Come on now. Go win the division.
They've been winning.
It's not that hard. It's the AL Central.
They've been winning, man.
Come on now.
They're getting it together. Two games back. They've been winning.
And one more time, check out Will's column about Patrick Williams and that shot he's working on at allchgo.com. And as a follow-up to that, check out tomorrow's podcast-only episode. Drop it in your pod feeds. It's Bulls HQ Fridays with Will the Goat Gottlieb and our pal Mark Kay.
Yes, sir.
Talking further about Patrick Williams. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter, Bulls_Peck, BAWL Sports, Won't Gottlieb. Shout out and thanks to Sarah for filling in for Joey today.
Sarah!
And enjoy your weekend, Bulls Nation. We're out until Monday. We'll talk to you then. For Will... Bye, Will. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Will. Enjoy the beach.
For Big Dave, for Sarah, I'm Peck. Appreciate you, Bulls Nation. See you, Red. Be good.
See you, Red. Be good.